Hey guys, okay, so today we are back with another chapter from St. Francis de Sales. I just can't get enough of him, and so every morning I've been reading him in my spiritual reading time, and he keeps talking to us, like, he keeps talking to me as a mother, and I want to just share what joy I've been getting from hearing his word.
Welcome to What Laura Likes, where we pursue sainthood through the vocation of marriage. In this podcast, we talk about all the things that are necessary to a wife and mother, from our faith to what's for dinner, and everything in between. This audio is taken from a previously published YouTube video that was either highly popular or I thought would translate well to audio. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show.
So, raise your hand if you have ever been that frantic mom that is running around the house cleaning, whether you're preparing for someone's visit or you have just this desire to get the house in order once and for all right now, and you're harping at your kids to clean and they're standing there like, I don't know where the toothbrush goes, right? And you're just kind of frantic, and your husband's like, calm down. And you know, you're not creating this peace. We just talked, you know, the other day about meekness, and you're like the opposite of meek because you're just this chaotic storm of energy. St. Francis de Sales is like, whoa, like, let's not be Martha, right? This is all about this idea of, why did Jesus chastise Martha? It wasn't that she was doing anything wrong per se, but it was about her internal attitude towards what was going on. So let's hear what St. Francis de Sales has, and we'll break it down, and hopefully this little bit of a talk will help you take a deep breath and kind of approach, you know, the way we do things as wives and mothers, especially when it comes to our housework or running errands or getting the kids ready, you know, with a bit more calm and peace, because that's what we want to be, right? We want to be calm, peaceful mothers. So St. Francis de Sales says, though care and diligence are compatible with tranquility and peace of mind, anxiety and over-carefulness are not so, and much less agitation and eagerness, right? So he gives us some words there. Care and diligence, tranquility and peace, right? So we can be careful, we can be diligent in our work, but this idea of anxiety, perfectionism, over-carefulness, right? Everything has to be just so. Agitation, eagerness, these are not what God, this is not how God wants us to act. He says, do not undertake your affairs with disquietude, anxiety, and worry, and do not hurry and excite yourselves about them. So I had talked about like my anxiety in the past and how one of the things God very clearly told me was to slow down. Like literally take smaller steps, take more deep breaths, pray while I clean. Stop being frantic that everything needs to be done right now, right here. The mess has taken longer than a day to, you know, be created. It's going to take longer than a day to fix. But I don't know about you, but my anxiety will come from this place of, I am a terrible mother because I have not taught my children how to pick up the socks off their socks off the floor or help me clean a bathroom. And so all at once, it must be a spiritual attack, but all at once I get this sense of, I have failed to teach my children how to pick up and help me. And now I am left with the burden of having to pick up after them and myself. And so the failure sets in, and then I get frantic and I'm like, that's it, we're all picking up. Everyone's gonna clean their rooms. And the, you know, they're sitting there like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know where the duster is, right? But it comes from a place of anxiety. I've actually gone to confession before and the priest said, look, why do you expect your children to know how to get ready to go out the door? Like, you're not mad at them because you know that they maybe don't know how to do that. You're mad at yourself for not teaching them. And that's something that's not of God, right? He has so much more compassion for us than we do for ourselves at times. Those who worry themselves with gnawing care and noisy solicitude never do much nor anything well. So that's the truth, right? We frantically are like, clean the kitchen, we've got to clean the kitchen. And we're like, things are flying all over the place. And yet, if we had just taken the calmness, maybe put on some Gregorian chant and just calmly and slowly clean the kitchen. First, our heart would be settled. We talked about that last time, right? That our heart needs to always be like a calm water. And people could come and talk to us and we wouldn't be freaking out. And it would just get done. And it would get done better than if we're frantic, right? When we're looking for our keys, the more excitable we are, the harder time we have finding our keys, right? Whether we pray to St. Anthony or not. All right, here we go. He says, try to meet the occupations which come upon you quietly and perform them with regularity, one after the other. For if you endeavor to do all at once or in confusion, your spirit will be so overcharged and depressed that it will probably sink under the burden without accomplishing anything. Have you guys been in that situation where you look around your house and you're like, I don't even know where to start? Rather than saying, maybe make a list of all the things you see and just slowly, you know, you guys checking off the boxes. You guys watch Clean With Me videos sometimes, right? And like Love Meg, I haven't watched her lately, but back in the day, she would make a little list and then she would slowly check off. And it was very therapeutic to watch this and see her checking off her items. Yet she had such a joy when she was cleaning. It was very calm. The videos are very calm and pleasant. And we all go, oh, I wish, you know, I was cleaning with this background music playing and everything looks all pretty and the lighting's perfect and, you know, my decor is all put away. Everything's in its proper place. And it's like this very meditative thing as a mom to watch other people clean up their homes. And then yet we look around ourselves and we're like, I want to do it all at once, when that's just not the way we can do it. All right, this last part was really powerful for me, so I want to read it to you. I'm going to read you the whole section. Imitate a little child, which will walk along with one hand clinging to its father and with the other gathering the wayside fruit. So whilst with one hand you collect and use the good things of this world, always with the other keep hold of your heavenly Father, frequently turning to him in order to learn whether he approves your occupations and proceedings. Above all, beware of letting go your hold on his protection with the intention of gathering more abundantly. For if he is not with you, you cannot move one step without falling to the ground. Therefore, when you are occupied in ordinary business, and occupations do not require your closer attention, like doing the laundry, think more of God than of them. And if your business is sufficiently important to absorb your whole attention in doing it well, such as maybe perhaps a writing project or homeschooling, then from time to time look to God, just as a sailor on his homeward voyage looks oftener to the sky than to the waves which carry him. So will God work with you, in you, and for you, and your labor will be followed with consolation. You guys, I can't emphasize enough how the attitude that we bring towards our home, to our homemaking, is so, so important. So my battery's about to die, so let's end with an Ave Maria, asking Mother Mary to give us the grace to do our housework with quiet peace and fortitude. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus. Luke and Ora Mortis Nostre. Amen. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You guys, have a beautiful day. Let me know in the comments if this helped. I highly, highly suggest the book. It'll be linked down below as well. And I hope you have a very, very blessed day, and I'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. For more like this, head over to my YouTube channel, What Laura Like. Be sure to subscribe, review this podcast, follow me on Instagram, and visit my website, whatlauralikes.com, for more info about what I do. Until next time, continue to know, love, and serve God. Pax Christi.